Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about Obama did it, but Trump can't. Well, let's go. Yeah, I hope you guys are seeing all the bullshit going around in California. Yes, over there they're protesting because people are getting deported, even though they're pieces of shit and all. But no, people are crying. Look, Obama deported a bunch of people when it was his fucking presidency, but nobody say nothing. Incidentally, he also used a shitload of drones. Yep. When he was president, he was droning people like crazy. He was missiling, bombing, all kinds of shit. So no, this guy is blacker than his skin in his heart. Yes, he's evil. In my opinion, but what do I know, right? I'm just a retard. But yes, let's keep on seeing what other bullshit's around the corner, right? Yeah, and look what comes out of the office of Cum-a-Lot. Does she have an office? Yeah, fucking Cum-a-Lot. Fuck that bitch. And what's the D stands for dick sucker? You should put another D and it would stand for those double D's that you have. Yeah, this bitch has some big old fucking titties. Yes. Yeah, I would fuck her just to say that I fucked a famous person. Wait a minute. If I go by that logic, that means that I would fuck Dylan Mulvaney. No, I think I'll retract that. No, I wouldn't fucking Cum-a-Lot because then that would make me fuck that other tranny bitch. So I think I'll pass, right? Well, anyways, let's see what comes out of this bitch's diseased mind. It says,
Los Angeles is my home. And like so many Americans, I am appalled at what we are witnessing on the streets of our city.
I doubt he gives a shit, bitch, but whatever.
Deploying the National Guard is a dangerous escalation meant to provoke chaos.
Oh, and those guys hurling rocks at the cops doesn't do anything, right?
Okay.
In addition to the recent ICE raids in Southern California and across our nation, it is part of the Trump administration's crow-calculated agenda to spread panic and division.
No, didn't you guys do that last time in the Summer of Love? Remember Parkland, the other home of the white meat or whatever? Yeah, all those people are getting burned and looted and all that, and... Yeah, no, you guys were doing this since when you guys were running the show. Now you're talking shit about Trump when he's in the driver's seat? Oh, whatever, bitch. That's why you're not president.
This administration's actions are not about public safety.
Yeah, and the shit that you guys are doing wasn't about public safety either, right? But anywho.
They're about stoking fear.
Yes, you guys are stoking fear too, but okay.
Fear of a community demanding dignity and due process.
These guys are criminals from another country, so why are you gonna give them things that belong to Americans? Just saying.
Protest is a powerful tool.
Yes, it is. But every time the right uses it, you debank them and you deperson them. But now that the left is doing it, oh, poor babies. They're just doing peaceful protests, even though they're burning all kinds of shit and throwing rocks at people. Yeah, Cum-a-Lot. You're stupid. That's why you're not president.
Essential in the fight for justice.
Yeah, right. Fuck you. I know what your justice is. It's garbage.
And as the LA mayor and governor have noted,
they're all fucking in the grift. They're all fucking liars and scumbags. And that's just my opinion, but whatever.
Demonstrations in defense of our immigrant neighbors have been alarmingly peaceful.
Oh, yes. Very peaceful. Anyone with eyes could see that, right?
I continue to support the millions of Americans who are standing up to protect our most fundamental rights and freedoms.
You support in what way? Are you sucking some dick? Are you like shaking your titties so people stop throwing rocks or something? You ain't doing shit. This is just an empty fucking platitude. This means nothing. This is pretty much just farts in the wind. Just saying. And let's see what the mayor of Los Angeles is saying. That dumb bitch is crazy. Just my opinion. But let's see what she says. Yeah, just switch it from one worthless bitch to another. Yes, you see a common theme? Yeah, incidentally, we should repeal the 19th Amendment because all these women are, you know, getting stressed out with their rights. Yeah, maybe we should lift the burden of having rights. Yeah, look at the shit that they're doing. She's pretending to be a mayor like she's helping somebody, but she's not telling the LAPD to go help. Yeah, they're not even quelling no riots. They're letting everybody do all kinds of shit. And they're setting things on fire. Yeah, why ain't the cops stopping this? Yeah, that's why they're calling the National Guard? Because the LAPD can't do their job? Well, anyways, let's see what this chick has to say. Because obviously, I don't see it. Maybe she could see it. Let's find out.
People should exercise their right to protest. That's their First Amendment right.
Yes, everybody loves the freedom of speech when it suits their needs. But when someone says something that goes against them, that's when they start censoring you. Right? Do you remember how it was with the COVID? There's certain things you couldn't say or... Yeah, well, anyways, let's continue.
But people should also exercise that right peacefully. We do not want to play into the administration's hands.
Oh, so that's the reason why the LAPD are not in the streets? Oh, okay, that makes sense. And you're the mayor, why? Meh, I don't know, let's find out.
We're working with officials, we're organizing resources, but what we're seeing in Los Angeles is chaos that is provoked by the administration. When you raid...
You know what? Didn't that border czar dude say he was going to start arresting people if they started obstructing the raids and all that? In my opinion, this chick is obstructing their raids, so why isn't she getting arrested? I don't know, it's kind of funny. It's like you tempt me with a good time, but yet you don't follow through. Yeah, that makes you a dick tease. I don't like people that do that to me. Yeah, don't give me blue balls. Either we fucking or we're not. Yeah, let's find out.
Home Depot and workplaces when you tear parents and children...
You're stupid. These people are not supposed to be in the country. They're here illegally. Send them back. Yes, I am descended from wetback. So what? Yeah, I'm an anchor baby. I don't give a fuck. I still want these people here. Me personally, I'd rather go get deported to Mexico. You know why? What the hell am I doing here in the United States? Not fuck. Yes, all I'm doing here is eating a shit sandwich. So yeah, do you like getting fucked in the ass? I personally don't. So send my ass back to Mexico. I got nothing here but just contempt. Yeah, don't you like how these people treat you like shit? I don't. So what the fuck? Yeah, this chick's full of shit in my opinion, but whatever.
Children apart, and when you run armored caravans through our streets, you cause fear and...
Oh, I'm not scared of getting deported. No. The people are getting deported are the ones that are supposed to get deported. You're just a lying piece of shit in my opinion. Yes. Yeah, the only people who are getting deported are the dirtbags, and they need to go. If you're in the country illegally, you gotta go. Yes, because all these people here in the country, they're stealing money from us. Yes, you're paying taxes, right? These guys are getting free room, free board, free food, free Medicare. And yeah, what are you getting? Yeah, me, I lost so much money from all the bullshit, all my investments, all my jobs, and all the stupid people, so yeah. Yeah, I've been getting fucked in the ass for quite a bit now, and I'm getting tired of it. Just saying.
You cause panic. And deploying federalized troops is a dangerous escalation, but we need to be real about this. This is about another agenda. It's not about public safety. There's clear...
Okay, pay attention to this part. This is what you would call, I don't know, projection? Yes, I think she knows what's going on, and she's saying a little bit too much what she's supposed to. Oopsie poopsie.
Clearly no plan, and there is clearly no policy. I want the people of Los Angeles to know that we stand with all Angelenos, no matter where you were born.
No, these cocksuckers are not Angelenos. If you see them waving Mexican flags, even that crappy Honduras fucking flag, fuck those places. Yes, I'm racist against them. Ooh.
First Amendment right gives you the ability, again, to protest peacefully. But it does not give you the right to be violent, to create chaos, or to vandalize.
You know what? You could help if you use the resources disposable to you, but you don't because you're a fucking dirtbag. Just saying.
Property, and that will not be tolerated. So I call on all Angelenos to continue expressing your right, your anger, your outrage, but to do it peacefully.
Yeah, instead of calling people from LA Angelenos, why don't you call them Devilenos? Because yeah, you're setting this place on fire, so instead of looking like heaven, it looks more like hell. Hell that you guys are creating. Yes, I hope you guys are proud of yourselves, you fucking jerk-offs.
And I just have to say that all of you were there Friday. Everybody knows what happened Friday. A workplace, several workplaces were targeted and raids took place. Now,
Yeah, they were getting rid of all the people they were not supposed to be in the country. All those people are immigrants, don't have green cards or social security numbers, none of that. So that means they're working under the table, so they're getting paid in cash. So no, these people need to go back home. And it's like you can make all kinds of fleshlights out of trash by certain things you shouldn't be using, you know? Yeah, look at this. Would you put your penis in here? Someone did. Is because they're not fucking smart like this dumb bitch, but yet she's the mayor. Why? Why? It's because stupid people vote. I hope you're not one of these stupid people. Please don't be. Just saying.
In the beginning, the administration said they were just looking for dangerous felons, violent people. It's hard to say that that's what they found at a workplace or in a Home Depot.
Well, I don't think it could be thugging 24/7. I think some people need to actually do a job so they could get, you know, steady flow of income, right? Don't you think? I know you think you could just start grifting and start tricking people to give you money like the way you do shit. So, I don't know. Just saying, I guess. I don't know. Apparently, that's why I'm not the mayor, because I'm too fucking stupid. I'm full of Down syndrome. And this chick has a fucking IQ of 1,059 or whatever. Oh, man. Whatever.
Parking lot. When this happens, it terrifies people. It sends a sense of fear and chaos in our city. And you well remember a few years ago in the last administration that kids were afraid to go to school. Parents were afraid to go to work. This impacts all of our city.
I think that the LA riots is just bullshit. I think it's a distraction from the shit that's happening in the world. Yeah, do you know that ship that Greta Thunberg is in and taking food to the Palestinians? Yeah, that shit got commandeered by the Jews. Yeah, and also Russia is throwing a shitload of missiles to Ukraine, especially at the Kiev or whatever that fucking place is called. Yes, there's a lot of shit happening around the world, but right now we're distracted with this bullshit in LA. So, yeah, I'm talking about more bullshit about LA. Let's see what Gavin Newsom has to say. It's a short clip, so let's see what the bitch says. Just saying.
The fear, the horror, the hell is this guy? Come after me, arrest me, let's just get it over with. Tough guy.
Yeah, the dude kind of reminds me of Joe Biden when he was threatening, Trump to go fight with him. Yeah, he kind of even looks like Biden.
You know, I don't give a damn. But I care about my community. I care about this community.
Sure, pal. That's why everything's on fire right now, huh? But I guess my eyes don't work.
The hell are they doing? These guys need to grow up. They need to stop. And we need to push back. And I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting. So, Tom, arrest me. Let's go.
The perception is there's a...
Yeah, they really need to start arresting this dude, but they won't. Yeah, they really have this shit happening, but whatever. Yeah, let's see the little clip of her talking to shit, Greta Thunberg.
My name is Greta Thunberg, and I am from Sweden. If you see this video, we have been intercepted and kidnapped in international waters by the Israeli occupational forces or forces that support Israel. I urge all my friends, family, and comrades to put pressure on the Swedish government to release me and the others as soon as possible.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of Special Olympics that Greta Thunberg and the Israeli people are going to produce, but that's on them. I guess we'll find out later, right? Well, you guys take care of yourselves, and don't let these stupid people fuck with you. Oh, and this little picture is a little foreshadowing from the clip that I'm putting in after. But you take care of yourselves, right? And be awesome. Goodbye.
Of standing off, this situation has now rapidly deteriorated. The LAPD moving in on horseback, firing rubber bullets at protesters, moving them on through the heart of LA.
She probably got shot because she's an abo fucker. Well, bye.